knock on our door.
Knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are hers and hers and his. Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Thank you for knocking on our door and welcome to the Regal Beagle Podcast, a podcast dedicated to the much-loved television sitcom Three's Company. Here we review and discuss each and every Three's Company episode covering all 8 seasons in chronological order. My name is Danko Jones, and joining me today is my cousin Cameron. Cameron returns to the podcast. Cameron! It's been a couple of months since you were last here. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Is it too much to say twist your arm to come back?
Well, I mean, I always like seeing you, but seeing as how, you know, I had to watch an episode to come see you, then yeah, I would say twisting my arm is.
Yeah, I basically gave you the episodes to watch. Yeah. That's how we do it. And then last night checked up on, was it last night?
Yeah.
I go, have you seen them yet? We're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Well, you gave them to me weeks ago.
Yeah. And you still hadn't seen it last night.
Yeah. Well, every time I had tried, you know, cause I want to sit down and make notes and really, you know, dive into the episode. But every time I tried, I just couldn't will myself to do it.
Right.
It was a painful thing.
All right. Well, you did. So we're here to talk about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. And listen, I'm getting it's not a feeling that I'm getting. I know I'm forcing you to do this. But I know because I know you're going to be a fan. Just
wow.
Hang on. Just hang on with me.
That's very confident.
Yeah. Well, there was a few weeks that you weren't around,
okay.
And we had Barrett Martin come on, we had Jeremy Taggart come mm-hmm. on, we had Don Jameson come on, three people who love the show, they love Three's Company, and you are finding out about the show.
Right.
Your first impressions.
Were you only looking for fans of the show to be?
Well, just because you were not a fan of the show, I was
mixed
thinking maybe let's get a different point of view and have...
You were just tired of my negative energy.
Yeah, get two uber fans of the show together talking, see how that dynamic worked. And I think it worked out great. Barrett, Jeremy, and Don were great co-hosts.
Okay.
And it's also fun to have you back because now, you know, we're about a few months forward on the series and to see if there's been any changes and leaps that you've made with your opinion of the show. So here we go. Let's dive into it. Season 2, episode 17, The Babysitters. It aired January 17, 1978, directed by Sam Gary, written by Don Nickel, Michael Ross, and Bernie West. Chrissy and Jack agree to babysit the Randall's baby and help out Janet while she goes on a date. Jack gives up his night at home watching the basketball game. And Pumpkin Randall, who is the wife of the Mrs. Randall.
Was it Pumpkin or Punkin? They kept saying Punkin.
Punkin, I guess, is...
Is that slang
for Pumpkin? For Pumpkin Randall, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Goes into labor, leaving Jack and Chrissy to take care of the baby. And that... What did you think of The Babysitters?
And then hilarity ensues. Listen, I'm not going to, you know, I'll call a spade a spade. I was pleasantly surprised with season 2, episode 17, The Babysitters. Maybe it's because I went in with such low expectations and that, you know, anything that sort of resembled a plot or humor or something I enjoyed was just like that much more, you know, resonant.
So anything that you were expecting the Weather Channel.
Yeah.
And it was a little more entertaining.
Or like Shopping Channel, something like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it just actually...
It was. I will say, I mean, classic storyline. Was this maybe the... Because I've seen this, or versions of this, you know what I mean? In many different shows before. But was this the originator of that sort of like idea of like she's made double commitments and somebody's got to step in and then, you know, hilarity ensues. One of my favorite moments, and I did catch myself laughing out loud.
Whoa.
Yeah. And I just think it was so unexpected. Was when Roper is overhearing the conversation that Mrs. Roper's having with Chrissy, who's trying to calm the baby down. And Roper thinks that basically everything that I laugh at ends up being some sort of like sexual innuendo.
Everyone's having sex.
Yeah. But the try putting honey on his nipple. Then Roper's reaction, that was great. Yeah. Loved it. That was hilarious. Yeah. I thought that was funny. But I mean, again, that's like a moment. What's the deal with Randall? Where did he come from? Is this like a one-off character?
One-off character. He does not pumpkin and whatever his what's his name? Mr. and Mrs. Randall. They never come back on the show.
Okay.
Jerry Randall. Jerry Randall and Pumpkin Randall.
Yeah.
Never come back. We never find out about the kid.
The mother that looked younger than Pumpkin. Pumpkin was a wreck.
You thought the mother looked younger than Pumpkin?
Yeah, the mother came in and she looked younger than Pumpkin. Anyways.
Okay, cool. I'm glad that you were entertained. You semi-enjoyed the episode. I will give you my opinion on the show.
Okay.
I hate this episode.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No.
Okay, what about when...
I think it sucks.
What sucks? David's the date that Janet's going out with. Yeah. He's into classical music, right? And he's going to take her to see a clavichord show.
Yeah.
And then when Chrissy goes, she's going to play your collarbone? You didn't laugh at that?
No, I hated the episode. I hated the... All it was Chrissy and Jack are just taking care of this kid, and that's it. And then Janet comes in. It was like... There was nothing driving the story forward other than, oh, it's a baby and they don't know how to take care of it.
Right.
Ha ha ha.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much the premise of the episode. And I thought it was weak.
I mean, they tried to put a little lipstick on the pig with like the whole the liquor cabinet was locked and
lame
devices.
I hated it.
Okay.
I was waiting to high five you on this episode. Because I thought you were going to hate it. Because I watched it and I'm like...
Well, okay, don't get me wrong. Overall, I hated it. Yeah. Like,
get me wrong. It did still
From
suck.
Start to finish, it was still brutal.
Right.
Like, I kept checking, right, the time left in the episode.
You were checking your messages, Instagram.
But there were more moments where I stopped. I had to, you know what I mean? I had to check myself because I was like, that's funny. I laughed at that. And then when Jack near the end, when he like exclaims the big, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, was that sort of the origin for like, you know what I mean? That like phrase, I know that has like taken many iterations over the years, like what the preacher said to the, et cetera.
Could be.
Right.
Could be.
But like that was, I thought that was kind of interesting. And then the guy David, that was weird too. Like some of the
creeper,
he was a fucking creep, man.
Well, that's the
like
thing
when
is,
he followed Janet back into the house.
Yeah,
is that normal behavior? No,
it's like
that's a little much.
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to keep it
absolutely
current,
yeah,
it's like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, definitely.
But there's a few things we find out about some of the characters. Like Mrs. Roper used to work in a hospital in the laundry room. We find out that little tidbit of her history.
Is that relevant or they just
just put it on the biography pile for Mrs. Roper. Just
so you didn't like things. the
no,
episode
I didn't
at
like
all.
It at all. I will say something that backs up my opinion of it is the director was Sam Gary.
Yeah.
Sam Gary was a second unit director. He wasn't really a director for the show, and it was his first and last episode he directed for the series. So I have to think that I wasn't the only one who thought it sucked. And I'm sure there's some people upstairs who kind of gave him the...
Mm. I didn't think that I would be sitting here next to you telling me that you don't like an episode of Three's Company.
Well, yeah, this is a rare episode that I don't like. And
there's no redeeming qualities to the babysitters.
No. No,
wow.
There's nothing. I didn't like anything about this episode. And then when I found out that Sam Gary directed it, who never directed any other episode of Three's Company again.
It just confirmed your...
Yeah, confirmed why I thought it sucked. And I found that out only after my opinion was already formed. So...
Wow. I mean, I don't know.
Wow. We're even differing when, you know, we like and hate
stuff. Like... for lack of a better term, I'm shocked. I mean, I thought that we'd be laughing about these lines. I wrote these quotes down because I thought that would be maybe we could.
Okay,
really
give me some of them.
Well, I mean, I did. She's gonna play your collarbone, or like when Jack shows up to babysit, and Mrs. Randall walks out, a pumpkin walks out, and she's pregnant, and he goes, "Looks like we're a little early." Right? Baby's there. I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because I wasn't expecting it. But again, like, these are just moments in an overall sort of like garbage episode. Yeah. Right?
I mean,
having said that, all of that amounted to like one of my more favorite Three's Company episodes that I've ever seen.
Right. And you've seen,
there was more keeping me watching in this episode than any of the other ones I've seen before.
Probably. I thought it was the weakest one we've done since we started this podcast.
Is this just a difference in taste, maybe?
No. No. The episode went nowhere. They basically went into someone's apartment to take care of their kid, and that was it.
Yeah, but
they get phone calls every now and then.
Okay, sure, but I've seen episodes where they never leave the apartment.
No, but I mean,
I feel so trapped watching those episodes.
No, but this is different because we love the kid's apartment. It's so familiar to us. I didn't know these people's apartment, and now the whole episode is taking place in it, and I don't even know Jerry and Pumpkin. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that was kind of weird. Like,
they assume that we do.
Sure.
Ah, it sucked. Can we just move on? This blows. This episode blew. Really sucked.
I'm glad we agree on something.
No, you loved it.
I loved moments. Overall, I wouldn't watch it again unless I had to.
Well, I've seen it about 50 times.
You hate it. Arguably, your least favorite Three's Company episodes.
Absolutely.
And you've still seen it 50 times?
I mean,
times?
I've seen it like, I don't know, maybe 30. Maybe that's an exaggeration. Maybe 25 times. But definitely like 20 times at least.
I don't understand.
No, it's a terrible episode.